Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. So I'm having some difficulties early, so I had to restart it again. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You're going to hear birds today and people because I decided to get out and do noonday prayer in my huge backyard to get out and get some fresh air and do prayer in the nature today. We always stay in the office or in the house or, you know, getting ready to work on our radio studio, which has been a challenge, but I know God will see it through. So I figured today was a great day, a beautiful day to get out and do noonday prayer. We did have a substantial amount of damage here in Wauchula. We were hit as well. To God be the glory. We had some trees to break in the yard, but no damage to our physical dwelling of the home. Both have our life, and God is good for, you know, and worthy to be praised because, you know, even if your home get damaged or your cars get damaged or anything get damaged, as long as your life is intact and you still can lift your hands up to the heavens and give God the honor and the glory. That's all that matters. So I decided to come out today and do our noonday prayer here in the backyard, and it's a beautiful day to do prayer. Amen. I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to go into our prayer.
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. Nobody's checking the boxes, trying to be flawless. Got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more, just my love. I've been complicated things, just like me, overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
He said, love God and love people. Let us go into our noonday prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we come to you right now. Father God, just giving you the honor and the glory, giving you the praise right now, Father God, for your holy name, Father God. But Father God, we know that we did not make ourselves, but we are grateful that you have made us right now, Father God. So Father God, we give you the honor and we give you the glory right now, Father God, in your precious holy name, Father God. Father God, we give praise and honor and glory for your son, Jesus Christ, right now, Father God, who hung on that cross for us, Father God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, that we may have a salvation that once we leave this earth, Father God, that we can enjoy our sweet commune, our salvation with you right now, Father God. So, Father God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor right now, Father God, because you are worthy to be praised right now, Father God. You are worthy of all of the glory and all of the honor right now, Father God. Father God, we give you the praise once again for this beautiful day that you have made, for you have said, let us rejoice in this day and glorify this day, for this is the day that you truly have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. this is the day that the Lord has made. We should not wake up mumbling, grumbling, or complaining like the children of Israel, but we should be giving you the honor and the praise in your precious holy name. Amen. Father God, we come to you right now and praying for the Callahan family. We have lost another soldier, my stepsister. We'll be doing her funeral November 5th at 2 o'clock. And it's going to be a joyful homegoing service for her, Father God, because we know she had her life right with you right now, Father God. We know that her life was, you know, dedicated to serving you and you only. Father God, we look out on all of the people right now who suffer bereavement, Father God. Let their hearts not be troubled right now, Father God, but give them the healing. Give them the understanding. Give them the understanding that will pass all understanding. Give them the peace that will pass all understanding, my Father God. For, you know, some people say, well, why did this happen? And why did I lose this Lord? Father God, we know it's not our will, but by your will that you have a important time. You have a certain time for every individual on this earth right now, Father God. So, Father God, that if anyone is grieving the loss of Laverne Callahan right now, Father God, let them have the peace that passes all understanding, Father God. Let not the hearts be troubled right now, Father God. But we know you have said in your word to cast all our cares on you, for you care for us right now, Father God. But you said that our burdens are hard, but your yoke is light right now, Father God. So, Father God, let us lean on your standing on your ground, leaning on your hands, leaning in your arms right now, Father God. Father God, if there's anyone suffering with any sickness right now, Father God, Father God, heal them from any sickness, Father God. For I see an individual right now, she's suffering with a back pain right now, Father God. And she's been told that she has this back pain that is due to a pinched nerve in her spine right now, Father God. But Father God, I ask that you heal that pinched nerve right now, Father God. It's two discs that's bulged in her spine right now, Father God. Father God, heal her of that pain right now, Father God. Let her know that she do not have to have surgery, but let her know that you are a deliverer and a surgeon right now, Father God. Father God, I see another individual who's having knee problems right now, Father God. Father God, touch their knees right now, Father God. Heal their knees right now, Father God, where they can be able to sustain their run and their exercise right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our school system right now, Father God. Touch each and every last teacher right now, Father God. For I know our teachers are overburdened, overworked right now, Father God. Father God, give them the strength to continue on teaching the students right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, keep your hedge of protection around each and every student, each and every child, even right down to our babies right now, Father God. Father God, let no harm come near their dwelling, seen or unseen right now, Father God. Father God, give them the playful spirit and a right spirit within them right now, Father God, that they do not go off the path right now, Father God. Let no evil thoughts or evil ways dwell near the children right now, Father God. For you said, suffer not your children to come unto you right now, Father God. Father God, look on our citizens and seniors right now, Father God, our elderly right now, Father God. Go by any senior citizen home right now, any rehab system right now, Father God. Touch all of the seniors right now, Father God, even those that are suffering with dementia and Alzheimer's right now, Father God, any kind of heart or breathing problem right now, Father God. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now, Father God, letting them know that you are a healer right now, Father God. If there's any seniors right now, Father God, who suffer with neglect, abuse, abandonment right now, Father God. Father God, be that person that stands in the gap to have them have a individual in their life right now, Father God, where they don't feel lonely or abandoned right now, Father God. Father God, go by the hospital rooms right now, Father God. Touch all of the sick in the hospital room, Father God. Anyone with bacterial infection right now, Father God. Cleanse it right now in the blood of Jesus right now, Father God. For we know that you are a healer and a deliverer right now, Father God. Anyone suffering with dementia, Alzheimer's, lupus, sickle cell, even HIV right now, Father God. Father God, deliver them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Anyone dealing with high blood pressure, anybody that's dealing with not even so much as high blood pressure, but I hear the respiratory right now, Father God. I see someone with a respiratory situation right now, Father God, and they're healing on pneumonia right now, Father God. Deliver them right now from pneumonia, Father God. Let not their lungs be filled with fluid right now, Father God, but heal those lungs where they're not suffering with pneumonia right now, Father God. Anyone who's suffering with pneumonia right now, Father God. Anyone who's suffering with sickle cell right now, Father God. Anyone who's suffering with epilepsy right now, Father God, seizures right now, Father God, anyone who's suffering with lupus right now, Father God, anyone who's suffering with any kind of ailment that you did not intend for us to have right now, Father God, deliver these individuals right now, Father God. Father God, I even see someone who's suffering with alopecia. Father God, and they are so hurt with the alopecia that they feel that they're not good enough, and they feel that they don't look good enough to be in the presence of the in the world right now, Father God. Father God, let them know alopecia is not their look, because you don't look at men on the outer appearance, but you look at men in the inner appearance right now, Father God. Let them not walk in shame because of the alopecia right now, Father God. But Father God, give them the spirit to let them know that you don't look at alopecia, but you look at their heart right now, Father God. Let them walk according to their heart and not according to their looks right now, Father God. Father God, we know you are a healer and a deliverer right now, Father God. Begin to let the hair grow back right now, Father God. Father God, I see someone who's suffering with suicide, that they're thinking of taking their life right now, Father God. Father God, tell them that they don't need to take their life, but they need to take Jesus right now, Father God. Heal and deliver them right now, Father God, so that they can continue to live as you have called them to live right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual right now who's struggling to pay their bills right now, Father God. Father God, give them a blessing, a financial blessing right now, Father God, where they can continue to pay their bills right now, Father God, and not have to have sleepless nights and struggle on how they're going to pay their bill right now, Father God. I see an individual who's getting ready to go a country right now, Father God, for their job right now, Father God, and they're worried and they're fearful right now, Father God, because of the unknown situations that they will be facing with this job right now, Father God. But Father God, let them know that you are with them and you'll be with them from the beginning to the end, Father God. Let them not worry and fear right now, Father God, of how they're going to make it or survive right now, Father God. But let them know, Father God, that you are with them. You will be with them from the beginning to the end, that they will not have to worry about how their job is going to be, how their living expenses is going to be, Father God. Let them know that you will be there on that job from beginning to end. Let them know that you will be there with their finances right now, Father God, so that they do not have to worry. Amen. Father God, I see another individual. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that just got a promotion right now, Father God. And let him know, this young man just got a huge promotion right now, Father God. Let him not look at the money, because we know, Father God, that the love of money is the root of all evil right now, Father God. Let him spend his money, his bonuses, wisely right now, Father God. Let him tie to the church, Father God. Let him save or put money for a rainy day up in our account right now, Father God. Let him be a smart investor right now, Father God. For we know that this young man is happy, and we give God the honor and the glory for his bonuses right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you go to the police departments and the city commissioners and mayors and all of those people in their respective places right now, Father God. Let them look at the people right now, Father God, for we know so many people are hurting right now, Father God. And due to this Hurricane Aaron, Father God, so many people have lost their homes and still living out of their homes right now, Father God, their hearts and their minds right now, Father God. Touch their hearts and mind and let them know that you are walking with them and they are not alone right now, Father God. For any homeless person right now, Father God, open up doors where they can have a substantial living right now, Father God, where they can continue to live and not want to die and not give up right now, Father God. But Father God, we know you are a maker and creator of all things right now, Father God. You created this earth right now, Father God. You created even the balance in the earth right now, Father God. So Father God, let them go and find out what avenues that they can take to be able to be in their homes right now, Father God. Father God, look down on all our presidents and our vice president right now, Father God. Father God, give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding right now, Father God, to help the American people right now, Father God. Father God, let them not be about themselves or be selfish in their thinking right now, Father God, but let them have selfless thinking right now, Father God, where they can help the American people right now, Father God, especially those who are struggling right now, Father God, especially our single fathers and our single mothers right now, Father God, who's trying to take care of their household and their children and work a job right now, Father God. Father God, give them the sense of being that they know, letting them know that they can make it right now, Father God, that they don't have to worry about failing right now, Father God, because we know failure is not of you, Father God. So, Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the glory for helping us right now, Father God. Father God, for you said whatever you have in your hand, no man can pluck them out of right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you continue on building the single parents, strengthening them right now, Father God. Strengthen where they may be weak right now, Father God, where they may be broken right now, Father God. Repair it right now in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Father God, as we continue to go through this day and through this week right now, Father God, we ask that you continue to guide and lead and direct our paths right now, Father God. Let us not lean to our own understanding, but, Father God, let us lean to you right now, Father God. Let us keep our mind stayed on you right now, Father God. For we know that if our mind is not on you, then it will be in the path of Satan right now, Father God. Let Satan not come near anyone's dwelling right now, Father God. Father God, keep a protective hedge around each and every single Christian right now, Father God, giving them the substance to work and walk and do the will that you have called them to do right now, Father God. Let not one Christian walk away from their calling right now, Father God, but let them walk in their calling right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a God that loves your children right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you come unto these, we ask that we come to you, Father God, with a humble heart and a quiet spirit right now, Father God. Let us fly like the doves and like the eagle right now, Father God, mounting up everything that we have right now, Father God. Let us not think about ourselves, but let us think of your son, Jesus Christ, right now, Father God, who died on that cross for us that we may have life and have it more abundantly right now, Father God. But, Father God, we give you the honor. We give you the glory right now, Father God. We give you the praise right now, Father God. But, Father God, we know that times are getting harder and things are getting tougher right now, Father God. Father God, even food is getting expensive right now, Father God. But, Father God, you said that you will help us in these times and troubles right now, Father God. For in your words, it says that these days will be like the days of Noah right now, Father God. But, Father God, we're not trying to build an ark, but we're trying to keep our salvation with you right now, Father God. So, Father God, help us to walk wisely, to think wisely, to do things wisely, and to work and be an example of you, Father God. Let not our character, let not our spirit misrepresent you right now, Father God. But let our spirit represent the mighty King. Let our spirit represent our Heavenly Father, Father God, that people can know that we're a Christian without opening our mouth right now, Father God. And Father God, if there's any Christian that is having any type of trouble of being a Christian right now, Father God, we ask for their deliverance right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Thanks. I have been away for a while because between the storm and not having power and then having a death in the family, it has been crazy. But you know what? Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Through all my trials and tribulation, through all my persecution, Father God, I thank you because you know what? At the end of the day, I have my joy. This world didn't give me my joy, and this world can't take it. My joy comes from the Lord himself. So I am still working on getting the radio station together. We will start having our Bible study. I switched it from Wednesday to Friday night. So we will be having our Bible study on Friday nights now. But I just want to let everybody know why, yes, I have been off the grid, but I'm back. I had to regroup and get some things together. And with this storm, it kind of just threw everything off. But to God be the glory. I am safe. I am healthy. I'm in my right mind, and I thank you, God, because this is the day you have made. I'm going to rejoice in every single day God has given me. I'm not going to depend on man for my happiness. I'm not going to depend on people, family, friends, none of that, because of the fact that God is the one who has a heaven and a hell, and I need to keep my relationship right with him, and nobody else matters when it comes to my relationship with God. Amen? And that's the kind of attitude we need to have. We have to ask ourselves, if we were to die today or tomorrow, will we make it in? Will we make it in? Because you don't know where you're going to be when you're not living with God. You know you're not going to heaven if you're not living right for God. So you have to know without a shadow of a doubt that I know that if I die today or tomorrow, I will make it in. The whiners have a song saying, millions didn't make it, but I was one of them who made it in. And that's a thought that you have to think real hard, because people are dying. Now, there used to be a time where old people were dying, but it's young people dying today. So you have to make sure that your relationship is right with God. And don't think, well, because I'm a Christian, I can do all kinds of wicked deeds. Because the Bible said, God look at your deed. Your deeds are held against you, accountable. Lying and talking about people and lying and manipulating people and people stealing money and killing and stealing. Proverbs 6 and 16, line yourself up now. I'm not righteous. If I was so holy and so righteous, I wouldn't even be here. God wouldn't even have me here. But I work every day on trying to meet God's commandments, trying to live right and holy. Because when my eyes go cold and my blood stops to run, I want to know without a shadow of a doubt that I am with my Heavenly Father. Amen? And that's the attitude we all got to take, because we're in some wicked days. So I pray that the Lord be with you and keep you, and the peace of God will help you pass all understanding, and that each and every last one of you on this line will be blessed. Have a great day. This ends our noonday prayer.